You're listening to the Marketplace Flash Briefing. I'm David Brancaccio. When it comes to layoffs in this country, the government's been counting wrong and paying out less unemployment money than people are due. That's according to a new report from the nonpartisan Government Accountability Office. Marketplace's Nova Safo's been looking into this.
That's among the two big takeaways in this report, David. A lot of people have gotten shortchanged on the amount of aid they're entitled to. This has to do with the Pandemic Unemployment Assistance Program. That's the one the federal government funded through the CARES Act, the one meant for people who don't qualify for a regular state unemployment aid, gig workers and the like. And what the GAO found is that after the $600 in weekly supplemental aid from the federal government expired over the summer, in 29 of the 41 states that reported data, unemployed people were getting paid less than the $245 a week needed to remain above the federal poverty line. That's less than Congress intended for them to get.
And why might that be, Nova?
Well, states had a flood of claims initially, so they started by paying out the minimum amount allowed by law just to get money out to people quickly. The idea being they'd later process documentation, proof of income, and pay back what people are owed. Well, in a lot of states, that still hadn't happened as of late fall. On top of that, in 13 states, regular state unemployment aid left many people below the poverty line as well. They're just not getting enough money on a weekly basis. In the meantime, the backlog, David, is partly to blame for another problem, which is that we're not getting an accurate count of how many people are jobless. The Labor Department counts claims, not people. So if one person has multiple weeks of claims due to the backlog or just the way the states process those claims, that can cause inflated figures, which means we don't have an accurate count of the jobless problem.
That's all for today's Flash Briefing. For more news, visit marketplace.org.